Not all sleep is created equal. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Michael Howell, associate professor of neurology at the University of Minnesota, details the importance of sleep training, especially for athletes.
We live in a culture where in sleep, a biological imperative is perceived as dispensable. This trivialization of a process that evolved over billions of years has led to consequences ranging from car accidents to breast cancer. However, amongst high-performance athletes, there is a growing recognition that sleep training is a method to enhance performance. Of course, a firmly toned body is necessary, but hitting a baseball thrown at 95 miles an hour or scoring after a puck suddenly falls onto the backhand of a hockey stick is only the final, most visible end product of numerous brain pathways. To succeed, professional and Olympic athletes must have high-end neurological performance, and the critical rate-limiting step is often sleep. Sleep refines our 100 billion neurons and prunes trillions of synaptic connections. That figure skater who landed two consecutive triple jumps in the Olympics, she mastered those skills not by thrusting herself out of bed in the morning, but instead by sleeping in and permitting her brain to solidify the motor pathways laid down in practice the day before. For game day, optimizing the duration and timing of sleep helps NFL linemen avoid penalties, NHL goalies block shots, and PGA golfers swing. Unfortunately, for many athletes, it's not as easy as turning off the alarm clock. Just like everything else, sleep training requires discipline and practice. Internal body clocks must be recognized and aligned, sleep disorders need to be treated, and substances such as alcohol and sleeping pills minimized or eliminated. It is our goal that by working with this highly visible subculture, the value of sleep is better recognized as an opportunity for all of us to improve our physical and mental health. Now do yourself a favor and go take a nap.
That was Michael Howell of the University of Minnesota. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. I close my eyes, then I